The Mariners going for their third straight win, taking on the Tigers. We pick up the action in the second, tied at two. Taylor Motter at the dish, facing Jordan Zimmermann.
Swing and a well-hit ball. Deep to left field, down the line, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Taylor Motter with his seventh home run of the season unties this game. Mariners lead it 3-2. Get ready for the hair flip.
Pitch number 9 to Gamble. Shot to center. Machuk is only watching, saluting, and takes a glove off.
Big run for the Mariners. They now lead it 4-2.
Kinsler to the second, facing JD Martinez. Kinsler breaking for third off of Zunino. All the way over towards the camera well, and Kinsler races across home. Tigers are within a run. Trouble right field. Tons of pop. JD Martinez has tied it up.
That'll bring in Kyle Seager.
Tanner Smith at second base. The 3-1. Crushed right field. Smith is making his way into third base as Kyle Seager has won this game for the Mariners.
Mariners win in walk-off style. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
That was good when you come out on the right side of it. But Miranda, starting off with him, outstanding effort. Took the home runs in the first couple innings, and then he really settled in. We've seen him do that often here. Get all of his pitches working because they were a little shaky early on. But, he righted the ship, and getting 7 innings out of him tonight was awesome. A really good effort. They run 9 right-handed hitters out there, and they can swing the bat. So, nice job by him. I thought we had enough. Gamble, another great night there offensively. Yeah, obviously, the mistake that, Altuvila made to J.D. Martinez, it's probably the only bad pitch he threw the whole inning he was out there. Just up in the zone. Everything else was down. But, our guys responded. They hung in there, didn't get their heads down, kept fighting, and, put some good at-bats together at the end. And big hit by Siegs. Gotten a good count against, a really good left-handed pitcher. And, that was the pitch he needed to get on, and he didn't miss it. So, nice win. Hopefully, we can keep the momentum rolling.
Kyle's gotten in some good counts lately and got a bunch of doubles. Are we starting to see maybe the start of one of his little streaks that he likes to go on?
I certainly hope so. When he does get in good counts and get on top of the fastball, some of the balls he's hitting the tar, I've kind of had some top spin on him instead of backspin. And even that ball there, he smoked. But you can't control that. You got to have good at-bats and try to stay consistent about it. And Kyle's kind of, he'll have a couple really good ones, and he'll swing at a ball. You're like, where's he at? So he's still trying to find it. But, we need him to get hot. He's certainly got the capabilities of doing that and carrying a team for a while when he does.
How did you see Miranda kind of find it and get back into that group there to get you through 7?
I think he really didn't have great command with his fastball tonight to the glove side. He usually likes to pound right-handed hitters in, and it wasn't getting there tonight, and I thought we made a pretty good adjustment after that to kind of stay with some fastballs away. You start seeing the fly balls go to right field and staying out there with it. And then, found, enough off-speed pitches to keep him off balance. It wasn't his best stuff, but I thought he pitched very well and took advantage of the ballpark, and some of the fly balls to right field and right center tonight.
Scott, you went to Danny in the 8th. You had some guys down today.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, we wanted to give Nick Vincent a day. He has been our 8th inning guy for the most part. And, giving Danny an opportunity, that was the right thing to do. Like I said, I thought he threw the ball pretty well. He made one bad mistake to JD Martinez, but Tony Zick's another guy we've used in that spot before. Tony hasn't been feeling great. He was down over in Texas, down yesterday. I was trying to give him some time to get his legs under him unless we absolutely needed him. So felt good about putting Danny out there, and he did. He punched 3 guys out. The walk hurt, obviously, to lead off the inning, and then he made a mistake and against probably their hottest hitter right now. So again, our guys did not put their heads down, didn't hang their heads. Just, we got to keep fighting, we got to keep getting after it. And, good things happen, and we had some good at bats late. He wasn't feeling well. He was, yes. Okay. So, no, nothing like that. I was hopefully trying to give him another day, unless we absolutely had to use him. Again, if we would have kept playing in that game, we would have had to use him. So, but the only thing I think about, everybody has to contribute here in that bullpen. It can't be the same guys every night, especially if you put a winning streak together. And, Danny, we need to get Danny going. Thought it was a good spot. The guys, they hadn't seen Danny, that part of the lineup, had never faced him before. And like I said, he threw the ball fine, just made the one mistake.
Gamble showing no signs of letting up here. He just,
what an awesome at bat. You know, to foul those pitches off, you know, balls all over the place, and then he gets one in a good spot and squares it up against a pretty good, you know, left-handed pitcher. So can't say enough. You know, it's righty, it's lefty, using the whole parts of the field, and, you know, I'm saying he's got power, and he certainly showed it tonight. He smoked that ball.
Kyle Seager, the hero with the walk-off hit. He talked to the media after.
It's a, you know, great base run right there. Good at bat by Nelly to get it started. You know, he gets in the scoring position. You know, it's a completely different animal. So, you know, thankfully it worked out.
And that at bat, runners in scoring position had been a challenge tonight. Why was that, and what were you doing to focus in there?
I mean, they threw the ball well. You know, we were battling, but, you know, thankfully it worked out after the end for us.
And the blue gloves that I asked you about before, is that just to keep the string going from the road trip?
You know, it worked on Sunday, and then, you know, my other batting gloves weren't working, so I might as well mix it up.
Up next, the series against the Tigers continues on Wednesday with James Paxton on the hill.